Well, this weekend things took a turn. Those last-minute trade talks between Washington and Ottawa fell through. And as a result, this new 50% tariff package on about $20 billion worth of Canadian goods took effect this weekend. And in the response, Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney said that there were a number of things that drove him to pull negotiators from those discussions, including restricting deals that Canada can make with other countries, the sovereignty of the nation, plus Canadian parts that go into medium and heavy duty trucks. That impacts Ford. It impacts General Motors, certainly. And so what went wrong here? Because the last time we talked to Glenn Stevens, the executive director of Mich Auto, there was a framework in place. Something concrete was there, and all of a sudden things took a downward turn. And let's check back in with Glenn Stevens to talk about it. It's good to have you back. Certainly, I think, disappointing from the aspect of it felt like we were on the 3-yard line. It was second down. We had a couple of options here, and we didn't get into the end zone. What exactly happened here, Glenn?
Yes, good morning. And we certainly are in a different place than we were on Thursday morning and really Friday afternoon, waking up on Saturday morning to see that it had really fallen apart was quite amazing, but I guess not shocking given the back and forth that our administration and trade has had. It's hard to say. I mean, I did a tremendous amount of work this weekend reading and listening. Of course, there's a lot of finger pointing, but there's definitely some fundamentals that broke down and they're not at the table right now.
Still not at the table.
No, and right now we need them to get back to the table, clearly. We need them to put North American competitiveness first, and we need to avert potentially Canada's September 8th retaliatory tariffs, which I hope not, include oil. I mean, we are a huge importer of oil from Alberta and things like that. That would just not make any sense, but as of this weekend, that things were heading that way.
Mm. You know, one of the things that I've maintained for quite some time is administration to administration, president to president, politician to politician, nothing really changes or nothing stays the same. Things can always go back. Things can always be changed around. The decks on the Titanic can be moved around. Nothing is permanent. But what does this mean for the relationship of our partnership with Canada long term, 10, 15 years down the road?
Well, let's hope 10 to 15 years down the road, we're talking about this in hindsight, that those were rough times, but that we're stronger together, because I'm going to keep saying that that is what we need to be. You know, prior to last year, January 20th, we were virtually tariff-free trade with Canada. I mean, there were some things on lumber and agriculture products, but basically it was free trade. And now we are looking at tariffs flying back and forth between, you know, our partners and neighbors. And, you know, Prime Minister Carney was pretty eloquent this week. And again, we're not taking sides and we're not pointing fingers, but he said, we cannot accept what they offer and we will not give what they agreed or asked for. So I don't know where we're at this morning, other than hopefully they get back to the table. And there's some sticking points. Some things popped up. There was probably some division in D.C. that we heard about. And of course, you mentioned it earlier, there's clearly something with the Super Duty truck out of Oakville and the heavy duty truck out of Oshawa from General Motors.
I'm curious, because we heard a little bit about what the auto companies were communicating with the president behind the scenes as these tariffs have been swirling for the better part or over a year now. I'm curious to know what you think those conversations are behind the scenes now as it relates to these particular rounds of tariffs and the auto industry's ramifications of them.
Yeah, I'll find out a little bit more today when I talk to some of the folks in D.C. and locally. But, you know, things were headed in the right direction. But clearly what we were expecting was that these Super Duty trucks would be part of all light vehicle tariff reductions from 25 to 15%. And it appears there was some sort of exclusion that was put in at the last minute. And that's a complex supply chain. I mean, just for the Ford, the engines are made in Windsor, the transmissions are made at Ohio, and the axles are made in Michigan for that final assembly in Oakville. So, you know, it's a complex, this is a perfect example of the parts that move back and forth between Michigan and Ontario. And by the way, I looked at the unemployment rates this morning in our two areas, and you know, Michigan's is high. We're higher than the national average, and Ontario's is far higher than the Canadian average. They're at 7% in Ontario right now. So, you know, we can't have employees be the victim of, you know, with job losses, and certainly with consumers with higher prices, because that's what tariffs cause.
So we don't know exactly the fallout from this yet. I mean, these just took effect Saturday, so we don't really know exactly what that means for those that are going out to buy vehicles either. But is there a sense of what we could expect for those that might be in the market for a new medium or heavy duty pickup?
Well, we're not sure right now about what's going to happen with the tariff situation on vehicles. And remember, this is a precursor or a lead in to the bigger picture, which is renegotiating, you know, this annual renegotiate of the USMCA. So this is all a path. It's not just a point in time. It's not just about the $20 billion, 50% tariffs on the current products with these new tariffs, which, by the way, will be challenged in court too. So, I mean, Chris, it just gets a little bit more complicated every day, and hopefully calmer heads will prevail. That's why I think September 8th, it gave it some breathing room, the retaliatory tariffs from Prime Minister Carney.
But you know, then we have this other aspect too, which is these economic sanctions that are going on Iran. And again, it's a totally different lane, but are we biting more of the apple than we should? Is there just too much of this going on at one time?
Well, I mean, it's not a surprise that, you know, the America First Trade Policy Act last year on January 20th was very specific: bring back manufacturing, reduce the trade deficit, you know, force reciprocity, or you know, open your markets, and then the national security issues. So none of this is really a surprise, but you're right. We are taking a lot on all fronts, and then of course, we reduced restrictions on beef imports in the last few days, which has American farmers and cattle ranchers all upset. So there are multiple fronts with the administration, no question about that.
The good news is this weekend we had a new ribbon cutting ceremony downtown.
We did the official opening of the Regal Eagle over on Burner, and the Premier League opened up. We watched Man U, Claude Molinari and his son, and a bunch of us on Saturday morning. Unfortunately, Man U didn't win, and Crystal Palace didn't either. But it was a great weekend of soccer, international soccer at the Regal Eagle, and it's a great place. Look forward to having you come over sometime
For
soon.
sure. Do you have your scarf on?
I didn't have my scarf on, but we
Oh,
had our colors on, and
there you
we
go.
had. We had breakfast tacos, and it was great. It was a nice morning, and it was a beautiful weekend, but again, filled with a lot of trade analysis
Yeah,
too.
the little bit of cold water spilled on it. Glenn Stevens, we appreciate you always and your analysis. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah,
Have a good day.
you do the same. Meanwhile, Mike Rogers asking this political action committee not to advertise for him. Interesting. We'll tell you who that is coming up on the other side. It's JR Morning.